Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich. This is episode 4, and I'm joined again with William from allaboutwilliam.com and Crazy Mark from crazymark.com. And they're both wonderful. They both do a lot of different things. And of course, we're here talking about being a media creator and people that want to be media creators and tips and tricks and things like that. And today, I already know what the overall theme is. It's community.
Yeah, community and like, but let's, you went to this thing called VidCon.
Yeah, there's this little thing called VidCon. This was its 7th year. This is my 4th year going. It is the world's largest. Now, it's really an online entertainers or online platform convention, but it's mostly focused on YouTube, which is where the video podcast of this is. So it's mostly about YouTube, although there are other platforms there. In the first few years, it really focused on any platform. Vimeo had a much bigger presence. Vimeo was there last year, so I'm really surprised Vimeo wasn't there this year. There are various amounts of audio presence there.
Vimeo wasn't there?
Not this year.
Man, I'm surprised because they were really gangbusting.
They were there last year. They did some really awesome, but I don't know.
I like them too.
I think what happened was YouTube was just an overall huge sponsor, so YouTube just blows everyone else out of the water. There's smaller booths for some live stuff, but
YouTube really blew up, man. It started off as the mini storage of video production at one point back in like 2005, and it's really come a long way in the past 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just this huge thing.
I'm shocked still. I go like, what? I even dropped out of YouTube and social media, like Facebook, YouTube, that kind of thing. I just said, forget it.
And what brought you back?
What brought me back? This whole thing, listening to you, you know, Toden, you like saying, hey, man, YouTube's a really hot place again, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I jumped off. I said, I'm going to go to Vine. I'm going to go to Mobley. I'm going to go to Instagram. There was even this other great platform they had, an app for back before Mobley. And I had like well over 500 subscribers overnight. It was a worldwide community. And I was just like, forget YouTube. Forget Facebook. I'm going to stay on this community. But then it dropped.
I can beat you. I was on the first community bloggers website. And I had couple of thousand followers on that.
Overnight?
Not overnight. I worked hard and I built it up. And for that site, having 2,000 followers was a big deal in 1996, 97.
That was like trying to fish for Loch Ness Monster.
That was a big deal.
And it was, man.
And that site no longer exists. So no, I'm not talking about LiveJournal. I'm talking about the blogger community site before LiveJournal. Came out about 3 months before LiveJournal did.
Trying to find followers back then, man, that's like...
It was tough.
Internet was in its infancy.
The way you did it was you follow other people and you talk to other people. The community, which it doesn't, you know, it's a different type of getting of a... It's a different type of community now. Yeah. Now you don't get so much luck of people following you back just because you follow them and because you talk to them. You get a much better chance, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that follow me, which I like. I mean, they might not even follow me. They might follow me on Facebook. It might be people I talk to that they only don't even like my content. And I don't like their content. I mean, I'm not a regular watcher, but we get along and we're friends. So we might not even watch each other's stuff, but we get along and we learn from each other. It's that kind of community that really brings everyone together and really helps each other. You might not even be a fan, but you can talk to someone, be friends with someone. You know, you're not competing. William, what do you think? I know you're a little bit to the side of this.
I'm usually very quiet on stuff like this. But I do actually get involved in the community. I started blowing up.
Come on, we went to a couple gatherings together.
Yeah, I started blowing up shortly after I got involved in several communities. A Michigan YouTubers community started. Mm-hmm.
And several of them were at VidCon this year. Yeah, and they even did meetups.
I saw their videos. I couldn't.
Right.
Sadly, couldn't afford to go.
I mean, there's different types. Their meetups were kind of a come meet us versus a... Let's hang out and talk. It was sort of like that for the first one, But you can only do that for so long, especially when you're in this big, huge place. But you also realize this big, huge place is full of online social media people, and a lot of them have some anxiety problems.
Yeah.
So you have people that actually come to these things that are kind of hard, you know, but and they're kind of hard to talk to people, so these little meetups help them a lot to talk to a couple people, and then maybe they could go do a panel together or go talk to another group together, you know. With me, I hate being in a big group because that means I can't go around and do other things. I can't sit down. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, in other words, this is the social thing to get you out of your house, out of your room, right, to get face-to-face with people.
And it doesn't have to be VidCon. There are so many other ways to do it. In fact, I mean, there's other cons I like better than VidCon. But this is what focuses in our community. You know, this is not where you go to become famous. It's where you go to try to talk to other people and learn stuff. You don't go there thinking that, okay, I'm going to come back, I'm going to have all these new subscribers, I'm going to be talking to this brand and that brand, they're going to follow me. It's harder to be noticed when you're in a convention, when you're in a room full of people that do very similar things that you do. Yeah. It's harder to get noticed. That's why we bring three different pairs of glasses, because we want to be noticed.
Well, no, so I can read the type on there. This other one's because your lights are so bright.
Oh, okay. But it's how do you deal with the community? How do you bring a community together? You know what? I have some great interviews. Let's go ahead and watch an interview with Jordan, which is half of Teh Monitor. Yeah, T-E-H Monitor. I'm standing here with half of Teh Monitor. I said that right?
Yes, Teh Monitor.
Teh Monitor. So you do a bunch of different things, but tell us the newest thing you wanted to plug.
The newest thing that we're working on is a website called TehMonitorTV.com, which is a Twitch live streaming group with the goal and intentions of having a 24/7 curated live channel. Just all great people, great content, 24/7.
Okay, so is all this like just yourself, or, you know, we all work together with a bunch of different things. So like, how many members of this group, are they your employees or are they partners? How is that working out?
Well, I would define them as both coworkers and friends at the same time. There is about six people total. Then counting on top of that, you have myself and my fiance. So there's, I guess, really eight, you would say. And we're trying to put it all together. We're all from different parts of the world. We have a girl in Portugal. We have someone in Canada. We have ourselves in Dallas. We have someone in Melbourne, Australia. So we're just from all over the world to try to fill in all of the different time zones and time gaps.
And you guys are playing games. What exactly are you doing on Twitch?
Well, we actually are a bunch of variety streamers, so we do a bunch of different games and what have you, but we're actually doing a big tournament event with Hearthstone coming up for charity, trying to raise money for cancer research and what have you, because unfortunately a couple of our fellow friends have gone through some tough times, and so we're doing something in honor of them. So we're more than just trying to have people stream that already do what they do, but we're trying to bring community together and have events that can reflect a positive attitude and image in the whole Twitch community and not just our own.
Okay, so that was Jordan, half of Teh Monitor, T-E-H Monitor. I always feel like I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah. It is a little awkward.
Victoria wasn't there, unfortunately, but she was at the con. She just wasn't in the interview. I love hanging out with those two. But having a channel, having an interaction with people all around the world, you want to talk about community. I did something similar in one of my previous podcasts, people around the United States and one person in Canada. But this guy literally has people all around the world. You know, can you imagine getting a group of friends to do one project for an ongoing time, let alone doing it with people in all different time zones?
Yeah, but wasn't that also a gaming platform too?
Yes,
it's a gaming platform. Gamers, man. Gamers are tight, man, from what I understand. They are tight peoples.
They are. They can be.
But as far as community goes, once again, you know, where are you going to go with video in your community? I mean, there's two different ways to look at it. Community, where all the YouTubers and video makers get together and actually are face-to-face to chill, you know, to, like, get together from that one part of the year, that time of the year, to just say, hey, you know, I'm going to get my nose out of this monitor here and go up to somebody and actually...
Put up the mistletoe.
Yeah, put up the mistletoe. Do the hokey pokey, the chicken dance, whatever.
Oh, we're totally doing that future con. Yes. But we'll talk about that later.
Know? And as far as things, you know, but there's also the other community, like, you know, you're going to go out somewhere with your video camera or whatever it is you're using to shoot video. Like, say, for example, there's an artistic business that just opened mm-hmm. up, and you want to give them, a little bit of a kudos. Like, recently, I went down to this thing called the Lush Brush in Lincoln Park. Mm-hmm. They opened up on a street corner. I'm thinking, man, how are artists going to, afford the rent? So mm-hmm. I went in, and they have these classes, parties, and mm-hmm. the money that's thrown in turns around, proceeds go to, like Humane Society or American Art Foundation or Food Bank, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So instead of pulling out a vine and going, great googly moogly, you can also use a vine and create a cool 7-second promo for somebody's business. Yes. And they were just like falling all over themselves. Oh, man. Oh, what do we owe you? What do we owe you? I just said stay in business. You're doing a beautiful thing. William, have you worked with any charitable contributions or organizations with
Yeah, I did a couple, several years ago when Blog TV was still around.
Yes, now it's you yes. now. Oh, you now had a good presence at yep. VidCon. They oh, had really? A huge presence oh. last year. Well, this year they still had somewhat a presence. Yeah. It seemed like all the platforms went down in presence except for YouTube. I think YouTube was just the huge, gigantic sponsor. YouTube Red was a gigantic sponsor. Yeah. You saw stuff for YouTube Red yes. everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just still stunned at how big YouTube has reinvented itself,
Yeah, that was important for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it wasn't really with Blog TV. It was just on Blog TV.
Okay.
And it was a group of people. And we had a whole fundraiser. They did a 24-hour live stream mm-hmm. in which they raised money for Medicine Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, if you know it, only from America. Mm-hmm. And that first year, we actually managed for them to raise, I believe it was $23,000.
Wow.
And it went on every year after that. It started growing until they decided that they wanted to bring politics into the mix.
Right.
And everything started to fall apart when they realized, oh, this guy's left wing, this guy's right wing, and they no longer like each other now. Yeah. And it ripped the whole thing apart.
If you follow my videos, you know I love charities. A lot of my events, of course, I'm not paid for the events I do on YouTube. I do collect ads on them, and if someone wants to sponsor, I'll totally accept the sponsor. But these event videos do advertise these events, which a lot of the events I think are for charities. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about doing one for the 4th of July, which I know by the time this comes out was several weeks ago. But for us, 4th of July is coming up, and there's an event I did last year, which was a parade that had zombies in it, which collected food. And it's just a charity
so
every
cool.
year. I might not get out there this year just because I have this video, another video, and actually three other videos I need to edit. That's why these videos are going to be kind of in the can until we really start rolling things out. Hopefully not all these videos are going to be a month old by the time they come out, but...
Yeah, that's why I'm avoiding certain things I'm going to
I'm
in the
trying
future.
To. I didn't want to mention 4th of July, but it was it was the topic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was going
to
mention
I did a bad
some,
job.
Some, I'm going to, I was going to say at one point, yeah, I'm going to these Comic-Cons, which before I said it, I realized this might not be up before they're up.
So community. So there's things you do during events, and of course, charity. People love community charity. Now, what else can we do during the events? Now, I kept talking to Jordan. I want to show another, the second part of the interview there. Because he was doing something really cool there.
Okay, so you've been to VidCon a lot of different times. And communities, that's the highlight thing. Community, community, community. You do something else with the community here. Tell us about that, this ongoing project you do every year.
Okay, so at the end of every single VidCon, except for the first, because there was no big sign, which we have
official permission from VidCon, where they have these big signs. They're about 7 feet tall, about 3 feet wide, that say things like, oh, you are here, here are the sponsors, and so forth. And they're official VidCon branded. And so what we do is we have permission to take one of these, and every year at the very last event, which is VidCon Prom, we stand outside the prom, and as people exit, they come and sign this giant big VidCon sign, sort of like a yearbook, and it's a farewell until next year.
So you have everyone sign it, and so what are your plans for these things?
Well, the goal is with these hundreds and thousands of signatures that we have on all of them is we would love to maybe for the 10th VidCon have them all be brought up and displayed so people could come and see all of the signatures and the rich, vast history of all the people who have ever come to all the VidCons that signed these signs. But at the very, very least, we are going to make sure that all of them have high-res scans of both sides of all the signs so people can go and pick out their signatures for years to come.
So yeah, so Jordan, what he does is he gets all these people signed this big placard, you know, welcome to VidCon, or hey, here are our sponsors at this big, you know, at the last concert of the night there. And they're going to store them, and they're going to do some things with them eventually. But the cool thing about it, while people are going up and signing, they're talking to each other. They're talking to Tepmonder. They're talking to other people around them. Sometimes there's sponsors sitting around them. So they're learning things about the sponsor. And there's, you know, they got a bunch of color markers, but sometimes they're just so tired, or they're tired of the loud music inside the concert, so they come out. They sign the board, they talk for a few minutes, or they sit down next to the board and they talk to other people coming out to sign it, and then they go back in. So they're, you know, they're not just having this thing where people sign that may have some kind of significance in the future, because let's face it, in 20 years, YouTube will be a display in a museum somewhere, and these are really cool things to put up. But it's also a thing, it's a gathering. It's a gathering place. I sat with these guys for at least 3 out of the 4 years I was there. Was people were just signing them. And I just sat there and just talked to people. I enjoyed that more than I enjoyed the dubstep music they played inside the concert.
What?
Oh, whatever.
The dubstep.
Whatever.
Come on.
You know, I jumped in.
Unto thy life, there must be dubstep.
You know, I jumped in like, oops, 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 and did that thing and then came back out and hung out with people my own age.
Yeah.
Love's over.
Yeah.
I went home after that event and my mom was like, was there loud music there? Yeah, why?
Which event?
That one, the Comic-Con, Cosplay Con.
Oh, okay,
and,
yeah.
And my mom was like, was there loud music there? Yeah, why? You're yelling.
Oh, a big shout out to Dos Lopez Lopez.
Oh, yeah. That's a good con, though. I really like those cons.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, not VidCon, we're talking about another set now. That's how fast we move. Yeah, you're ComicCon.com.
What, fast?
Yep.
No, they had a, anyways.
Yeah, you're ComicCon.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit up all theirs this year.
Yeah.
Well, not all. I'm going to miss a few.
Yeah. So there's not just you form community, but as a media maker, you want to do stuff with other media guys. There's other ways to advertise yourself and do things. Collab. Now, you asked me a question about these interviews. Go ahead and ask me that question again.
Okay, once again, you know, these interviews that you were shooting over there at VidCon, you know, where did you get your videographer from? Did somebody go there with you, or did you pull somebody out of the crowd, or what was it?
Okay, so I've done different things during various years. I mean, it's one thing to be able to bring someone with you, but unfortunately, since this is California, I can't afford to bring all my own equipment. In previous years, sometimes I bring my equipment, or I bring a smaller version of my equipment. This year, I was lucky enough to meet another one of my friends out there, which I've done before. I met friends, and then they'll take my equipment, and they'll film me. This year, we actually had another local person, Jason, which I'll put links to his website down below.
We're not going to try to pronounce his last name.
No.
We'll botch that up.
I'm going to destroy his last name if I try. I always just want to call him Polonick, even though I know that's nothing to do with his last name. I start with the P-O-U, and then it just goes into Fight Club mode. And just goes right into Polonik, which is not his last name at all. Yeah. And I know he's going to laugh when he watches this over that. So, he's a photographer, and he wants to do more videography stuff. And he actually asked me, hey, do you want me to do video for you? Because I want to gain a little more experience, and I feel like you're going to give me some feedback. And he also does some workshops as well for photographers that want to get into videography. So he does know what he's doing. It's just there's some areas that he still needs to work on, which I happen to know better than him. So
Jason,
all
buddy,
about that.
Jason, it's okay to have opera with your ballet. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
And you can have it all. My media thing of something.
Yeah. I'm
totally ripping off one of my favorite podcasters now. I promised myself I wouldn't sing, and now I'm
singing.
Give
him credit. Give
now
him
I'm
credit.
Singing like him, too. And it's
Who is it? Credit.
Jared Polin. I love Jared Polin. Which was at VidCon, and I didn't see him.
What?
He just came. He snuck in. Did some of the industrial, did some of the higher end panels, wasn't on, just went to them, walked around, went to a baseball game, and left. Oh, and the funny thing is, actually went to a huge VIP party right next to the stadium where the baseball game was.
Dude, man, it's like what happened to you would be like if I went somewhere, Sigourney Weaver's going to be there, and I'm like, what? I missed, getting her autograph and a picture with her?
Well, I was trying to follow him on Snapchat, so I knew he was there. And so I'm tweeting at him, hey, I just want a picture. I just want to hang out. This hair with his big fro, because he's known for, Frono's photo. I just wanted a picture and just shake his hand like, hey, which this is VidCon. In previous years, I was able to meet any big star. This year, the security was tighter and it was harder. The bigger people were not walking around anymore. Due to the unfortunate incidents in Florida, in Orlando.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the big Viner? Like a big
YouTuber.
Yeah, the big YouTuber.
Christina Grimes.
Yeah, that's it. She had a concert.
She actually toured with several of the bigger people, such as Gregory Brothers, which had a really heartwarming speech about her.
Yeah.
Talk about collabing. They we're talking about YouTuber musicians going on tours together, which probably met at a thing like this. You know.
Yeah, but
That hit home for a lot of people.
Yeah,
there was a lot of
concert
people that didn't come this year.
And she had a fan go see her and shot her.
Wait a minute,
well,
was it?
I should say
she was on The Voice.
A crazy fan.
Oh, I heard about that.
Okay,
one.
Yeah.
Oh man,
and she had a crazy fan go and shoot
see.
Her.
It's funny on the radio, people talk about her like she was somebody on The Voice, but in our community, we know her as a YouTuber, as someone that participated in a community. And even though I wasn't following her, although I really didn't know much about her, we all felt the loss because so many other people felt that. And it echoed.
Yes,
it did. Especially when you go to a thing with so many other YouTubers, it's felt and it's echoed, which does,
See, now that's the whole thing, that sorry to hear about that. Prayers go out to the friends and family. But once again, back to YouTube and the
community. And there was the other Orlando thing, too, which also brought a lot of things up.
Everybody keeps going on about YouTube. Mm-hmm. When I left YouTube after 2013, I was working with a company where we put all our sports and political video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But from my experience with YouTube was that I had to constantly fight and argue and call them up because they constantly were red flagging us on copyright issues, which were our
material.
Well,
you can fight that. And we can talk. Let's talk about that another
time. But anyway,
We were talking about community. We're not talking about exiting what we're trying to make money on.
But we're back.
Yeah, we're not talking about leaving what we're trying to make money and grow an audience on.
But now it's 2016.
Negativity doesn't help.
Yeah, but it's 2016.
So anyway, I want to get back to what we were talking about. I want to get back to, creating... talking to each other at these events, at any event, as media creators. Of course, I had a guy that I was friends with that did video for me. But you asked another question about the interviews, about are we doing a cross promotion?
Yeah.
And that's one way of collabing. You know, I didn't talk to all of them about doing cross promotions, but I have been in several of their vlogs. One of the guys, and you'll see his interview, we'll talk about him in a later episode. You know, very large personality on Hulu, on Amazon. I was on his videos doing a thing, and then he's going to be on one of ours doing his thing. And you just come up with ideas, not just, hey, I'm so-and-so, check me out, comment, rate, subscribe, thanks. And then as you walk away, which I did to several people, don't get me wrong. I'm in this one vlog where I seriously just people vlog and I felt like video bomb, and I sat on the bench right next to them waving. They're like, so who are you and what's your channel? Yeah. And I got a comment from them. They didn't realize I had almost 30,000 subscribers. And they're like, whoa, you know, that's so cool that you would do that. No, I'm really just that dude that's kind of a jerk.
I could be that dude, too. One has to go look back at his, what was that, the Ice Bucket Challenge vlog. Right in the beginning, he went, I have X amount of subscribers. I went, wait, dude, people watch you?
Yeah. Someone does.
Nerf.
Nerf. So there's lots of ways of collabing. We, you know, we collab all the time. Yes. He's helped me with audio. I've helped him with audio. Helped him with different things.
Well, video.
Cons. We're all con goers, and we figure out a way, and we do completely different video content.
Yes.
And we find common ground, and you could find common ground. I went to one of my favorite collabs I've done at these things was, if you look up these YouTube cons, Playlist Live and VidCon, you'll notice that they're more and more aimed towards the fans and not the creators. So you know, I will talk about the many, many, many young elephants in these rooms that happen to be female, happen to be around 12 to 18 years old, and happen to be screaming, and in some ways are a fire hazard. Thousands and thousands of young female fans screaming for their British YouTubers and their younger, you know, these younger talent guys, and they're not all YouTubers. Some are great music people and are Viners.
Viners, definitely.
Viners, or streaming people on Live Me and other sites. You know, so one day I decided to talk to them, and I have some of my favorite videos. They didn't get a lot of views, but I learned from them. I actually went up and interviewed them and talked to them about different things, and I learned some stuff. And I really, you know, and there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah.
You know, one year I went up, I was just asking, you know, a lot of people say, hey, look, tell me about your channel real quick. Okay, cool. Well, last year, I decided to go up to people and say, hey, give me a 30-second elevator pitch. Because I'm going to talk about elevator pitches. Give me a 30-second elevator pitch. And then I got them.
Yeah.
From Freddie Wong, from Danebow, Annoying Orange, from Baby Teeth 4, which is another huge channel. And Baby Teeth 4, they came up to me. Or was it Sweet Teeth? I'll put their thing. They're fantastic. They came up to me. And again, they came up to me again this year. And their mother actually talks to me. It's a channel that features two kids, mostly doing candy taste testing reviews and other toy reviews. The girls love my hair, apparently. So they actually send me, like, messages. Hey, are you coming to this thing? Are you doing your hair? Yes. I just want to hang out with you guys. And I do. They're a great family. And I actually do enjoy their content. They come up. You know, it's not just doing something, you know, when you're trying to figure out what to do something that makes you happy. It's okay that there's many channels that do the same thing, because no one else is you. And their channel says that a lot more than other people. They're doing a channel about taste testing. There's a ton of candy taste testing channels out there, I see. And
yeah.
And there's just, it's popular because it's them. It's, you know.
Now, I hear there's a lot of toy channels out there.
Toy channels, too. I used to follow.
It's like they're testing toys.
Oh, man.
And then
this
lady over at the grocery store says, oh, my kid watches that video all the time. It has, like, these little kindergartners watching the video. It was a video review of toys. And they just watch it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because they like to look at the toy being played with.
I used to watch a lot of toy reviews because I was a comics guy. So I would look at the action figure once, even though I didn't collect action figures anymore. But I enjoyed them saying, hey, this is the costume, this is the new one, so because it's advertised in this, it has this many points of articulation. It all sinks together. Your niche might sink into someone else's niche. That's about creating community. You guys can all get along.
So once
can we all just get along? Yeah,
so once again, this whole big community thing, it says, we're saying it's okay to come back to YouTube. That's basically what we're hearing.
It doesn't have to be YouTube. People are just listening to us right now on whatever it is, whether it be Podbean or iTunes or a network, whatever they're listening to us on. There's a community in everything.
Yes.
And it's not always about finding, just because you're on Podbean, you don't only talk to the people on Podbean or whatever you're watching or listening to us on, because we could be on another platform too, because I'm going to reach out and be on other platforms. You reach out to other creators and people that want to be creators, and people are just into your thing. All about community.
A big shout out to all my Apple peeps out on Ustream.
You go eat an apple. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up. This was episode 4 of Media Lyric Sandwich. Comment, rate, subscribe. Check these wonderful people out at
youtube.com/basiccomputerhelp.
Yay, he talked.
Yay!
And
crazymark.com.
And, of course, YouTube channel, youtube.com/ToadenK and Toaden.com. Thank you for watching. Please continue to check us out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please comment. Tell us your thoughts. Again, thank you.